Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. And I say, praise God. God is worthy to be praised. Praise Elohim. He is so worthy. I give him all the honor and all the glory. I want to welcome you all tonight to Crown Talking Drums podcast, where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO, and I am your host joining tonight. My name is Renee, and I want to welcome you all again. Tonight is going to be a glorious night. As always, we do give praise and honor to God. To God be the glory. I thank God for waking us up this morning and in our right minds. And so with that, I am going to, as always, I'm going to go into prayer, for truly we are in need of prayer. There is so much going on in this world at this present time. The enemy is going rampant, and folks are getting sick. There are some that are passing on. We have a lot of bereaved people who are crying out. And we just want to go into prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. Elohim, I thank you because you are our creator. You made us. And it is not us who have made ourselves. You are the Most High God. There is none like you. We can search and search all over the world, but there is none like you. You are not a statue. You are a living God. You are an active God. You are omnipresent. That means you are everywhere. Every moment you can be in one place and at the same time being through all over the world. You see what's going on, oh God. It is nothing new to you. Father, you are just asking us to return to our first love, return to the way we hungered and thirsted for you, thirsted over righteousness, and to those who have not thirsted over righteousness and who have not hungered for the living water, for the living God, for Jesus Christ, for Yeshua. We call you Yeshua, Jesus Christ. We call you by your Hebrew name. Hallelujah. Elohim. We call you by your Hebrew name. I call you by your Hebrew name. I call you by your name because you know my name. You know all about me, oh God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for waking us up this morning and in our right minds, oh God. Some of us didn't feel good in our bodies, oh God, but you have given us breath, oh God. We are grateful, oh God. We are grateful for whatever state we are in, oh God. Oh Father, oh Lord, you are our Alpha, our Omega, our beginning and our end. Hallelujah. I ask right now that you take me out of self. And use me, oh God, to speak to your people, oh God. Speak to your children, oh God. But, and we are all your children, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, that I may call somebody, oh God, and bring to their attention that they serve a living God. They don't serve a dead God. They serve an active God, a right now God. And, Father, Lord, as I go into thy word, oh God, hide me, oh God. Hide your word in my heart, O God. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you, O God. And Father, Lord, let me bring a flavor to your people, O God, a hunger to your people, O God, that they may say, what is that in her voice? What is that? That illuminates her when I see her, oh God. Why is it that she can go on with the enduring, the things that she has endured, oh God? What is it about my sister, oh God? What is it? And Father, Lord, let them say, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? Not what must I do to be like Renee, oh God, but what must I do to be saved? What must I do to receive that living water? What must I do to live again, to be born again? And Father, Lord, if you do these things, oh God, I will be careful, ever so careful, to give your name the praise, the honor, and all the glory that you deserve. In the precious name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, amen and amen and amen. Oh, I want to welcome you again tonight. At this time, I'm going to read into your hearing from the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation. I will be dealing with the third chapter. The third chapter till I believe I'm going to start at 3:1. And then when I stop, you'll know when I'm done. Amen. And I'm going to read into your hearing from the book of Revelation again, third chapter, and I'm going to read from the New King James Version. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. You're alive. You think you're alive, but the truth be known, you're dead. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come. Amen and amen. And I want to read this last scripture. I'm going to go to the fourth verse. It says, you have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me. They shall walk with me in white. for they are worthy. He who overcomes, I'm going to go on, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life. But I want to go back to that second verse. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. The things which remain. You know, when we read the book of Revelation, what we are, when it starts off, the author, John, the writer, the revelator, who has written things from and has been given a vision from Jesus Christ. He has been given a vision, and he is, as we, if we may not know, John is one of the disciples who walked with Jesus, closest to Jesus. And we call him the Apostle John. John has written at least, I believe, 5 books, the Gospel of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and the book of Revelation. And as John is writing what he has heard, Jesus is saying, I want you to write to the leaders of the churches, the 7 churches in Asia Minor. You see, John is one of the disciples who wasn't really martyred. He wasn't killed. He was sent in exile to the island of Patmos. That was his punishment. And he is writing as he is caught up in the spirit. He is writing these things that Jesus Christ has given him to write. And Jesus Christ is saying, write to the angels of the church, the angels over the church, the leaders. And when we talk about the churches, the 7 churches, we are not talking about the church building. We are talking about us. When Jesus talks to the churches, he is talking really to us because we are the church. Amen? And so he writes, he tells John to write to these 7 churches and tell him of the things, his findings, what he sees there. He commands them. He gives them their strong points, the things that he appreciates them for. But then he doesn't just commend them. He also tells them of their wrongdoing, and he reprimands them. And so he's like a good, that is like a good parent. A parent should not just tell us when we're doing things bad, when our behavior is just bad, but they are there to tell us, to coach us along the way, not push us aside. As he is speaking to these churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea, he is telling them, he is commending them, and at the same time, he is reprimanding them. And so I am dealing with right now the Church of Sardis. The Church of Sardis. He tells them that they are really, they're doing a good job, but they are truthfully, they act like they're alive, but truth be known, they are dead. You know, when I speak of, when I think of remnants, when I think of remains, when I think of remains, I think of things that are decaying. You know, it's like what Jesus is saying to the Church of Sardis is, you're alive, but you're really in a zombie state. You have a body, but you don't have any spirit. And we've got some people that are walking around like that now. They walk around as though they're hopeless. They're living, but they're not existing. They're just existing, but they're not really living. They're breathing, but truth be known is they're dead. They're disconnected. They have no power source. You see, God is our power source. It's just like if you take a toaster and you have it sitting up. I don't care how new it looks or how whether or not you just got it or whether you've had it for years. If you don't plug it in into the power source, it will not get any juice. It will not work. You can't find out if it's not working if you don't plug it in into the power source. And so that is what Christ is telling us. He is telling us that we're walking around acting like we're in the world, walking around, acting like everything is wonderful, everything is good, we're partaking in everything of the world, but the truth be known is we're really dead. We really are disconnected. We have no God. Some of us have no God in us. Some of us don't even have a revelation about God. And the truth is that until we do, until we stop and, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let me just slow down. I, too, when I think of remains, I think of those things that he says, Scripture, strengthen the things that remain. Strengthen the things that remain. There are some things in our life that are ready, that are not ready to die. They still have life. We have to talk life into our children, our elderly, our people who are suffering from abuse in abusive relationships. We have to keep life into our marriages, our homes, into each other. Some of us are ready to push away what we've had already. Some of us don't want to invest into our relationships. Some of us treat our relationships like an old shoe. Not only do we treat them like an old shoe, an old rag, just something we toss aside When we're tired of it, just toss it aside. When we're finished, we treat our marriages like contracts. We have no investment. We don't take the time to look at each other to see how much has been invested in our marriages, in our relationships, with our loved ones. We just push them aside. And I want to tell you what we need to do is stop pushing things aside like they're just worn out. They have no use. They are not useful in our lives. There are things, you know, when a tree, my grandmother used to tell me, honey, if you take that bad apple and put it in a bag with all the fresh fruit, everything is going to die. And that's how remains are. They start to decay. When you don't take your time and nourish that, it starts to decay. And anything that starts to decay starts to decomposing. And everything around it pretty soon starts to decompose. But my grandmother also used to say, honey, that fruit is not completely dead. If you cut off a piece of that fruit, up under there is some life in that fruit. If you've ever had it, I eat cabbage. I love it. And then on top of the cabbage you may buy, you may see some thin spots, some black spots, some decomposing spots. But if you peel back those layers up underneath, those are the things that remain. And if you peel back a little bit more, you see that vegetable, that fruit is not really ready to die. And so that is like us people, the people that we love. We've invested into these people. If we haven't invested, we need to invest. People that you see on the street, your brother, your sister, your friend, a stranger, don't look at them as being old, worn out, torn off, forced aside people. They are humans. They are God created them. God loves them. And God says, if you love me, you must love your neighbor. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you have not love for yourself, you can't possibly love your neighbor. And so that I want to tell you, there are a few people that are still out there that are remnants. When I think of remains, I also think of remnants. The Bible mentions remnants at least 540 times, maybe perhaps over. That's how important remnants are. Remnants are those that are left over. Remnants are those that have gone through the trenches, have gone in the ditches, have had some things that they have experienced in their life, and they have not given up. Oh, they may have started out on shaky ground. They may have started out not so into the word. They may have started out They were not Christians when they started out. They were not believers when they started out. But these are people that have gone through life, that have experienced things, and that has found out that there is one living God. They stand for God. That God has placed in them, in their hearts, the promises. He has promised to never leave them nor forsake them. God tells us this today. He tells us that you are in the world, but you are not a part of the world. He says that I desire you. He tells us throughout his word, he desires that we live and not perish. He desires that we cleanse ourselves and come out of the world, not be a part of the world. Be separate from the world. We have gone through some things. We are just like that ever-ready battery who takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Those are remnants. These are people that have come out and had their garments washed in the blood of the Lamb. They have been cleansed. They have been sanctified. They will not bow down. They will not compromise their salvation. But as they go along, they are sowing seed. They are building up a harvest. You see, when we sow seeds and when we build up a harvest, we become the laborers in the vineyard. But those who sow seed and they are not strengthening, they are not taking that seed and building and growing a foundation, a strong foundation from it, what you're actually doing is not strengthening anything. You are choking the people, the very lives around you. That's why when we speak of remains, if you do not take care of it, if it has that which is alive, we call spiritual dead. Those things that these people who walk around, who have no life in them, who do not try and put life into other people, who do not take time to cultivate and nourish the things that they love. You say you love me, but what are you doing in my life? How are you encouraging me? And this is what we have to do, not just to our people just around us, but the people on our jobs, the strangers we meet in the street. Do not think you are better than them. You are no better than them. God made them just like God made you. God created you and gave you life and gave you purpose and gave you destiny. Well, the same thing that he put into you, he put into everyone else. So when I think of those that are remnants, when I think of those that are remnants, and I think of those that walk around and act like they're half dead and living like they are half dead, because that's what you are actually doing when you become disconnected from God, when you have no desire to even acknowledge God for who God is. when you think that you are actually going it alone, but you're not going it alone. There is always a first cause. You didn't come here by yourself. You didn't just be created by yourself. You have a creator, a living God, a God who is active, a God who is faithful in our lives, a God who loves us, a God who sticks by us through thick and thin, a God who sees everything that we are doing, and he says, no matter what you do, though your sins be as scarlet, I shall wash you whiter than snow. He says to us, return, return every day. He is calling upon us to return to our first love, to return to him, to return to him. And if we don't know him, if we've ever not experienced the love of God, you are wrong. You are highly mistaken, because every day that you get up out of your bed, every day that you are allowed to breathe the breath of life, you are experiencing the love of God. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Well, sin separates us from the love of God. Sin separates us from the things that God wants us to do. Sin enters our life and becomes our master and our Lord over our lives. And if we are not careful, we will continue in that sin. That's why the psalmist David asked us, he asked God, he says, create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. Every day we get up, this is what we need to do. We need to ask God, I don't care how holy and how righteous we think we are, or how much, how faithful we are. Every day we need to get up and we need to give God the glory. We need to be in prayer. Let me tell you, now more than ever, we need to be in prayer. When we see the condition of the world, when we see the things that are going on over in the world, these things are not getting any better. These things are not new. They're not, and they certainly are not getting better, if indeed they are getting worse. We see the condition of our nation. We see every day that the enemy is infiltrating the White House, infiltrating the politicians' offices. The enemy is running rampant. He is not just attacking us by our bodies, but he's attacking the nation as a whole. He is attacking everybody. No one is exempt from him. And we look around, we have so much sorrow. People are crying out every day. People are they are suffering not only from illness, but they are suffering from abuse. They are suffering from mental illness, depression. Depression is at an all-time high. Yes, it is. And people are losing their, you know, desire and their will to even go on. We've got young people talking about committing suicide. This is real. This is not something to play with. But this is where the remnants come along. And a remnant is not just somebody who is elderly. A remnant is somebody who says, for God I live and for God I die. I have gone through the flame. I have gone through troubles in my life. I have gone through the bad marriage. I have stayed in the relationship. I have stuck by my wife or my husband's side time after time. I have watched the children. I have cooked. I have cleaned. I have done all the things, and I have invested time and energy into this marriage. How dare I let someone come along who wants to get in and infiltrate and take charge of what I have sown into. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. A remnant will stand up to that person, that weave-wearing, fine-figured girl that is out there. A remnant will stand up to that wife who goes out and needs her children and has no desire to put anything into the relationship. A remnant will continue on who has gone through illness, who have suffered affliction, who has gone through the fire, gotten a little scorched, but haven't been burnt. Not really. They've got a little scorched. They've been a little singed, but they can still go on. That is a remnant. A remnant is one who stands for right and refuses to bow down. How long I heard one of my prophetess, Martina Teal, say, how long will you stand between, how long will you falter between two opinions? Oh, there are some of us who are walking around thinking that we're living, just thinking, oh, we may serve Buddha. Buddha sounds good every once in a while. He talks a good game. The philosophy sounds good. It is a right now message. But guess what? Buddha is not alive. We serve a live and an active God. Buddha is just a statue. He can't do anything for us. When we call on Buddha in the midnight hour, when our body is racking with pain, or we call on Buddha when we have no food on our table and the children got to eat and the bills got to be paid, Buddha is nowhere to be found. Let me tell you, that is a false god. But I know a God who is active and alive, who is willing and able, who hears our cries. He hears the cries of his people, and he delivers them out of all their afflictions. I don't know about you, but I will not bow down. I've been through some things in my life, and I have come through the flame and the fire, and I have been on the other side where I wasn't living. And I mean, not really, I'm not talking about being spiritual dead, walking around with a body and no life. I'm talking about being dead. But I know God who brought me back to life, God who put life in my body again when the doctors got excited and didn't know what to do, got the confused what is going on. And when they attempted to give me CPR and I recovered, the doctor wanted to take the credit. The devil is a liar. No, you will not take the credit. You didn't save me. You didn't bring me back to life. And it was God who brought me back to life. And I have gone through these things, and I don't want you to go through these things. I don't want those who are living, I don't want those who are living to realize and wake up one day and say, I haven't just lived, I've just been existing. I've just been, I've been living like my life was happy. I've been living like everything was all right. I've got a good job. I can buy the latest fashions, but I'm not really happy. I'm just existing. I'm just holding on by a thread, and I don't want you to live like that. I love you too much to let you live like that. I want to tell the world that there is a God, and he is alive, and he is active, and we need to worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, when we were in the world, everything was so happy. We didn't have to worry. Some of us think that while we were in the world, things were so easy. Things were not difficult. We didn't have the problems. Not so. Yes, you did. You just didn't know it. You just thought you were living, but you were not living. You are not living until you experience the living God. And so at this time, I am going to open up the phone lines. At this time, I don't know who's on the line, but I'm going to open up the phone lines to see who is out there, to see if you got a message, a word of encouragement, or you have a word that you just want to share with me. Or you have a comment, or you have a correction, I stand to be corrected. And I'm opening up the phone lines right now. The devil is alive. He's trying to pull me down in my
God
body.
Bless you, Reverend. God bless you, Evangelist Renee.
Minister Sharon, praise God.
Apostle Armstrong. I was really appreciated the comment when you made that we must, as a toaster, remain plugged into the power source,
mm-hmm.
and we can look the part of a toaster
mm-hmm.
that looks like it's well working and ready to serve toast,
mm-hmm.
and we can discover that when the bread is put in and the toast goes down, nothing comes up. And if
mm-hmm.
you force it to come up, it's coming up cold. And it was just encouraging to hear
mm-hmm.
that example brought out. Because it makes us do inventory of our own personal selves. And not only that, it causes us to look on our brother and sisters in Christ and love and
yeah.
make sure that they're encouraged and make sure that they're, you know, plugged in.
That's
and I appreciate the example.
Power source.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just, you know, why we need to keep track of our brothers and sisters in Christ and keep them in prayer, because, you know, conferences are needed. Revivals are needed, because we can't allow ourselves to become dormant.
Yeah.
And so I just appreciate it here. You bring forth that word on tonight. To God be the glory.
Bless you, my sister. Bless you. I love you. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who desires to have a word?
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Evangelist Renee. This is Minister Maggie.
Maggie. Bless you. Bless you.
I am so honored to be a part of it tonight. I was on a conference call with Ohio tonight, and it was really good. And I said, well, when I get off, I was going to get on and listen to you. And I tell you, you were right in line with what my pastor was talking about yesterday. He was talking about those churches and that have that name that liveth, but at the token of dead. And you gave a beautiful illustration, talking about the cabbage. And then you broke that thing on down and you let us know that some people think, they think because they're living, they have breath in their body, they're moving around. Breathing, but still, some are still dead, and we don't come alive and have life until we, as our Lord and as our Savior. I tell you, you done a wonderful job. You brought that word; it was a very clear and easily understood word. Continue. Allow God to use you. I tell you, my soul was just blessed. I love teaching. I love teaching. I know we preach, but we can gain so much knowledge. Slow it on down, because I have to slow my, God have to slow me down sometimes. Sometimes we have to teach, you know what I'm saying, teach. And I got so much out for tonight. God bless you, and may God continue to strengthen you.
Bless you, my Minister Sharp, my prayer partner, my sister, my encourager. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I love you. Is there anyone else who desires to have a word?
I would just like to say, Renee, you really broke it down for me. I really was interested when you say that you're alive, but you're not.
That's right. That's right. God bless you.
Yes, thank you.
Marsha, I recognize you. God bless you. I love you. That's my one of my neighbors.
Thank you so much.
I hope you got an encouragement.
I sure did. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Thanks again, and I love you so much.
I love you more. Is there anyone who else who desires to have a word? Anyone who even has a word that they want to add to it, something that they want to enhance. I stand for correction. You know, I'm not too proud to be corrected. I just say we correct each other in love, in that same love that we say we have our brothers and sisters. If you don't say something, there's something that you have to say. Don't think that your comment is too little. Don't think that your comment is not something that can help somebody else. Because somebody who hears something that you say may just be in a state, a depressed state, or a state where they need to hear an encouraging word.
Yes.
And by you being silent and thinking that you don't have anything to input, that's not true. Come on. Amen. Well, I always enjoy talking about the Word of God. We all, none of us are so holier than thou.
That's right.
We can be strengthened.
Amen.
Every day we walk this life, every day we live in this world, there is so much temptation and so much evil going on. But the good news is God will not allow us to be tempted beyond our control. The devil is a liar. I want you to know, all of you who think that you are nothing special, there are some people who walk around with bowed down heads, bowed down hearts, broken hearted because they've been treated like a piece of decay. Things are going haywire in their life. And they feel they've been pushed aside in marriages, pushed aside in relationships, growing up with their family. The devil is a liar. You are special. You are a remnant. You are God's chosen people with a voice. You have a royal family. And let me tell you, you are not dead. You just need to have some life talk to you. You just need to be reconnected. And if you haven't been connected, you need to be connected to your power source.
Amen.
And so with that in mind, I am going to ask, Minister Sharp, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Minister Sharp, I usually close out my broadcast in prayer, but I'm going to ask you, would you be so kind as to close this broadcast out in prayer?
Amen.
Yes, I will. Amen. Father God,
thank you, Lord.
For what our ears heard. And God, we are restored, God, to the Word, God. Oh, God, that the woman of God poured out unto us, oh, God.
Yes,
oh, Father,
she
God, I realize, God, that many, oh, God, are just living. And are just existing, God, but not living, oh, God. God, your will is, oh, God, that we live, oh, God, a life, God. Oh, God, that is pleasing unto you, God. God, help us not to be just curious, God. Oh, God, in name only, oh, God, a name that liveth, God, but our dead, oh, God. But help us, oh, God, oh, God, to be mindful, oh, God, and to know, God, that we are representing you. Oh, God, and oh, Father, God, help us, oh, God, to live a life, God. Oh, God, that we may draw others, oh, God, into your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, for it is in you, God, that we live, we move, God. And, God, that we have our being, oh, God. And, God, even now, God, I pray, God, that you will strengthen, God, the woman of God. Oh, God, she poured out one night, God. Oh, God, rejuvenate her. God, restore God's strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, oh God, continue to bless her, God. Continue to keep her, God. Even her family, oh, God. Oh, God, continue, oh, God, to keep her, God. Your manna from on high, oh, God. And, Father, even now, I pray, God, for everyone that was listening in, God. Oh, God, that we won't just be hearers, oh, God, of the word only, God. But help us, oh, God, to put it into practice. Help us, oh, God, to be doers, God, of your word, oh, God. Oh, Father, continue, God, to bless, oh, God. Oh, God, the woman of God in her mind, in her body, and in her soul, God. Oh, Father, even now, God, bless every family that's represented on this coming blood tonight, God. Oh, Father, you know the need of every family, God. Meet every need, God. Keep our families protected, God. Bind the hand of the enemy, God. While we're sleeping in our homes, oh, God. Keep us safe. Keep us protected, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind stray bullets, God. Oh, God, we bind the bullets, God, that may be lurking on the outside while we're sleeping, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, be graceful, oh, God. Oh, God, be merciful unto us. Oh, God, and cause your countenance, God, to shine upon each of us, God, and give us peace in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Love you.
Love you.
Love you.